Ramadan, precious moments of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers, there are many deeds you can do to achieve different things in life. And there are a lot of wazifa that people give, a lot of things that you can read to help you in different situations. But these days, it's a fast life. It's a fast world. And people want an easy fix to everything. And they sometimes say, I don't have time to go all through these different things. Give me something easy to do that will solve all my problems, that will cure all my illnesses and get rid of all of my difficulties. Today, I've got just the solution. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the glorious Quran to send the durood as-salam upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today, we're going to talk about some of the blessings of sending this durood pak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited durood pak upon me abundantly in the world. Whoever recites durood pak once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 of his sins, and elevates his ranks tenfold, subhanallah. Whoever recites durood pak one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Whoever recites durood pak 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 mercies upon him. And whoever recites durood pak 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between both of his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Reciting durood pak 50 times a day. Subhanallah. What will that achieve? Let me share with you a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Whoever recites Salat upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Another hadith of Mubarakah. Whoever recites Salat upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times at night with love and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive the sins he committed during the day and during the night. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says, I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I gave up all my nafli ibadat, the orad, or wazaif, and devoted all of my time reciting Salatu Salam upon this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,